Our scripture text is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, beginning with verse 9 through 13. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, that the course of this world may be peacefully governed by your providence, and that your church may joyfully serve you in confidence and serenity, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. It is difficult for some people to love God because they have an image which has been distorted by various counterfeit images of fatherhood. Yes, today is Father's Day. The genuine, legitimate father is the best mentor for his child's faith nurturing. A good father is a positive combination of strength, tenderness, righteousness, and mercy. But fathers aren't required to be perfect, only nurture their child's well-being, including the faith factor. Christ came to give us enlightenment about God so that we might live as a child of God's with the result of having fulfilled an abundant spiritual life. Christ taught his disciples to think of God as a loving parent. As said earlier, in today's society, it is difficult to visualize fatherhood in a stable and traditional way because so many biological fathers are not portrayed as Norman Rockwell role models for 2020. One of the most common slang terms today regarding fathers is deadbeat dads, those who refuse to pay financial support for their children. Christ also presented God as tender, affectionate, and compassionate. Well, today, our scripture text was taken out of the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 6, and it's known as the Lord's Prayer, or the Model Prayer, as sometimes it is called. But a prayer that connects us to our Creator. In the prayer, everything is inclusive for our relationship and devotedness to God. Nothing further is needed except to constantly stay in communication with God through prayer is a solid foundation for our faith. How many struggles of life could be overcome or even less problematic if we included the Lord's Prayer in our prayers? So, we're going to connect today the Lord's Prayer with this special day for fathers. But you know, in contrast to even the best of earthly fathers, God perfectly understands our deepest yearnings even before we request God's blessings and answers in prayer. God looks upon our needs with love and compassion. God is more eager to meet these heartfelt desires than we are have them to be met. God always acts towards us with the best in mind. Remember that God always acts towards us with the best, or I should say, best intentions in mind. God is gracious and loving without any external manipulations. Nothing we do may merit God's love and grace. One cannot twist God's figurative arm, to say the least. God provides the necessities for moral or spiritual health and happiness. We must trust God without a doubt, but it's easier said than done, isn't it? We try to fix our own problems and miseries by assuming we can solve them better than God. After we mess up, then we ask God for help. It should go in reverse order, but we never seem to get it quite correctly, do we? God does grant flexibility for parents and fathers particularly, and even let us include grandparents today, for many children are being raised by their grandparents. We do have the privilege of choice because God did not desire to be worshipped by robots, zombies, and machines. This is what elevates us above the level of all the other creatures created by God. We are able to reason through things not by instinct as the four-legged animals do. A warning about choice is that free will may evolve into a Frankenstein monster if God isn't taken into consideration concerning our plans. Think about that. We can abuse it to our own ends, and most of the time it is not for the good, but for the bad. The parable of the prodigal son, which we most of us know, presents us with the image of God's relationship to us, and also the image of a father who loves his son. We may drift periodically from God, but God will always welcome us back into the fold. Some people think when they mess up, do something awful, that God completely disowns them. Well, that is a misnomer unto itself. Look in the parable and read it sometime on your own. Did the father in the parable require the erring son to jump through hoops of fire in order to be accepted again? Of course not. The father kept silent in the sense the father did not create stipulations that this erring son would have to meet. But his loving actions spoke louder than words. We must remember God is not sadomasochistic when God expects us to grovel in agonizing torture. Some people think God is an ogre, and God is not. 1 John 5:3, and this is one of my favorite scripture verses, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments," and listen to this, "and his commandments are not grievous," which means they do not have immense burdens about them, because God loves us. The Father in the prodigal son parable portrays a splendid picture of God who is waiting for all. None should feel excluded. Some people think that their influence, money, and position will impress God, but of course they forget that it was God who provided it for them in the first place. So many times we have stereotypes of what fathers should be, generalizations that they have to be this or that, and the prerequisites are somewhat, as I said, over demanding, and they seem to forget that scripture I just read from 1 John 5:3, that God's commandments are not burdensome, but we all have our ideas what certain roles are to be played. Now, some of you may recall in a previous discourse or sermon of mine about a certain German missionary to India named Reverend C.F. Schwartz, who lived in the 18th century. Something unique and interesting was his nickname. He was called Father Schwartz, but he wasn't a Roman Catholic priest, but a Lutheran minister. Schwartz had a special ministry specifically gifted toward children's work. In fact, he learned the local languages quickly by teaching children, since children's speech is much simpler than complicated adult conversation. These were orphan children, and Schwartz catechized literally thousands of them during his lifetime. These children became devout Christians, and grew up to be leaders of these churches. These churches, many times, there were at least 3 to 4 congregations that numbered over 4,000 members apiece. Can you imagine 4,000 members per that church? Well, today we would call them mega churches, but this is the 1700s, not 2020. Father Schwartz, his name became synonymous with taking care of these orphan children. He adopted so many of them as his own, and he wasn't the typical daddy in the traditional sense because he was a lifelong bachelor. You talk about going against stereotype, he certainly did. He was loved by all his children, and to this day, those churches continue to thrive with the descendants of Schwartz's orphans. Now, talk about how to win friends and influence people. You know, my thought is that if Schwartz reached out and touched people's lives with the gospel in the 18th century, then why couldn't it be repeated today? The God that Schwartz worshipped is the same God we worship today. Think about it, and you will agree. So on this Father's Day, it would be wise for every father to have a genuine faith with God. Perhaps the greatest gift that a father could give to his children is to be a father who will help him or her to know God better. The prodigal son parable shows how wonderful it is to be received by God, who is always waiting with loving and open arms to receive us. This may be the moment now for us to reflect and think, are we being the person that God wants us to be? Think about that this week. Shall we pray? Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the fathers in the world today. Those, Lord, who are young fathers, who are just raising infants and youngsters and toddlers, to grandparents who are again becoming parents for various reasons. We pray for them and give them blessings galore, O Lord. We do remember our own fathers, those who are still living and those who have gone to heaven. We remember them, and O Lord, we pray that in many ways we can continue their heritage and tradition within us. Be with us all, whether it's men or women, that we may be able to nurture the children that you have placed in our care. This we pray through the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. Now let us join together as we lift up our voices in unison as we voice our faith through the creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. God bless you.